Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Down to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Your Beef Checkoff does all kinds of things to help make sure consumers feel good about buying beef both here in the U.S. and worldwide, like working with chefs to create new beef recipes and put more beef on the menu, or educating healthcare professionals about how beef fits into a healthy lifestyle, or by helping you tell your beef story to those who have questions about where their food comes from. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing your views at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures. And, well, our cattle futures rebounded nicely yesterday, a very nice day at the close.
That's right, Dave. We saw a very good bounce to the upside. We saw a market that did not really have any fresh price positive news in it, but it managed to trade and close with triple-digit gains. There has yet to be any real movement of cattle in the feed yard. We've heard just a little bit of cash that pretty much is steady to a little lower than last week's cash. Now, August live cattle futures, they expired today at 12 noon, and yesterday the box beef prices continued lower, choice down a 52 cents, selects were down $2.33, and a total movement of 145 loads. Cattle slaughter yesterday estimated 114,000 head, and the cash feeder index bounced higher also, 88 cents to the upside. October live cattle currently 37 cents higher. October feeders up 12 cents. October lean hogs $1.15 higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures after they finished the close last night. And, well, the grains finished higher across the board yesterday.
Yes, they did. We saw the wheat, corn, and soybeans all close positive on mainly technical buying and short covering. The weekly export sales yesterday were only impressive for the soybeans. Now, today is the last trading session for the month of August and the last ahead of the Labor Day three-day weekend. Now, trading will resume for the grains on Monday evening at 7 p.m. and for the livestock on Tuesday morning at 9:05. Trading overnight in the grains has been on the mixed side and in light trading volume. At the moment, December KC wheat's 3.5 cents higher. December corn's down a penny and a half. November soybeans 2.5 cents higher. December cotton 61 points lower. October crude oil up 37 cents. September dollar index is a penny higher. And we're looking at September Dow Jones futures 32 points higher this morning.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and I look forward to our visit on Monday. So have a great weekend. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.